a gun in the face.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
Started 2 years of horror for an American in Venezuela.
They said, you need to give us your phone and get ready because you're coming with us.
I'm Becky Bruce, and I spent a year researching and piecing together Josh and Tammy Holt's story about their ordeal in a notorious prison.
That's when everything started to turn bad. We had another pound on the door. Boom, boom, boom. And there was the police once again.
You can binge all of the episodes of Hope and Darkness on KSLPodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Typically this time of year, new students at the Utah Valley, Weber State, and Dixie State Universities would be fresh off orientation and ready for their first day of in-person classes today. This year, though, that's not the case.
I haven't met any of my professors or anybody in my cohort, nor will I.
Alexia Curley is a first-year grad student at the U. She's 5 years removed from her undergrad, and when she initially made the decision to enroll at the U, well before coronavirus was even a thought, she was looking forward to being back in a higher education setting.
And now that school setting is my desk in my house.
At the U, students in different programs will have different experiences since they're juggling hybrid and online-only formats. That's according to Dr. Dan Reed, VP of Academic Affairs.
We start Monday to going all online for 2 weeks, returning to that mix of modalities, and then going all online.
The two-week all-online circuit breaker, as officials have called it, overlaps with the vice presidential debate on October 7th. Now, if freshmen or first-year grad students didn't have enough to worry about with academics, there's, of course, the all-important extracurricular aspect.
We're encouraging all of our student engagement opportunities to occur in a presence-free or virtual manner.
Erica Anderson, Student Leadership and Involvement Director at the U, as student organizations are still up and running right now, Anderson encourages all new students to log on this fall not just for schoolwork, but also for social life, because making a couple new connections could be important to help navigate this unusual semester. John Wochak, KSL News Radio.
2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
She was tear-gassed and beaten.
Images of thousands desperate to escape Taliban oppression filled our news feeds. More than 80,000 Afghans made it to America. But the story didn't end there.
It was very cold. There was no power, no heat.
Who would help our newest neighbors? I'm Andrea Smartin. In Stranger Becomes Neighbor, you'll hear the stories of some remarkable refugees who left their homes and their dreams behind, only to start over from zero.
Their only possession was 3 blankets.
And you'll meet Americans who stepped up to help them.
You want me to come when you deliver your baby.
What can one person do in the face of an international disaster decades in the making? That's Stranger Becomes Neighbor. Find us at kslpodcast.com. Follow us on Apple Podcasts or anywhere else you listen.